A portion of the gospel lesson read just a moment ago from the 18th chapter of Luke, we read verses 6 through 8. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night? And will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" They met, as they did every year, on the girl's birthday. It was four of them this year: the girl herself, her grandfather, her mother, and her stepfather. And as was their custom, of course, they lit the candles on the birthday cake and they sang happy birthday to her. And then they said once again to her, "Okay, it's time to make a wish and blow the candles out." And the girl sat there stone-faced, expressionless, and did nothing. And her grandfather reiterated, "You got to make a wish and then blow the candles out." And the girl said, "Why? What's the use?" She said, "Last year I wished that my best friend would not move out of town. And she ended up moving anyway. This year," she said, "I want to wish that Mom and Dad can get back together." And at that point her mother interjected, "Well, that's not going to happen." And the girl said, "I know. So why am I even doing this?" The girl exemplifies, I believe, many people, not when it comes to making wishes, but when it comes to praying, to communing with God, to asking God for something. Many reach the point of saying, "What's the use? Why am I doing this?" Because, you see, she moved anyway. Mom and Dad will never get back together. God never gives me what I ask Him for anyway, so what's the use? That's the experience of many, isn't it? Many here in this room, I would venture to say. The answers to our prayers just so often do not come. So what's the point? And many will turn to this parable in Luke and say, "Look, doesn't Jesus say here that God will indeed answer the prayers of His children who cry to Him day and night quickly? Not only won't He answer them, but won't He do it quickly, like Jesus says?" And after all, does not Luke say that this parable Jesus told so that people would pray at all times and not grow weary in their praying, not lose heart in their praying? So what's going on? Well, those of you who have been with me in Bible classes through the years, this will come as nothing new to you. But as I have reiterated many, many, many times in classes, whenever one looks and approaches a biblical text in order to do justice to that text, one has to look at the context in which the text is given. In this case, we see first off that Luke is the only one of the four evangelists who records this parable. It's the only one. And therefore, we pay particular attention to where Luke placed this parable. Yes, he tells it, he says, to show that they ought always to pray and never to lose heart. But what is Luke up to by placing it here? Well, if we look at the verses preceding in chapter 17, generally we don't do that, right? Because chapter 17 is one subject, chapter 18 is another subject. No, it's all one continuous thought. And what we find in the verses immediately preceding this is Jesus discussing His second coming, the coming of the kingdom of God. And then we take note of the words that Luke tells us Jesus used in telling this parable. And at least three times we find the word justify appearing. The woman, first of all, comes to the judge and literally says, justify me. And the judge says, you know, unless, in order to keep her from coming to me and bothering me ad infinitum, I'm going to justify her. And then Jesus says, will not God justify those who cry to him day and night? Quickly. And then we ask ourselves, what is it that Jesus did quickly after this parable? He suffered and he died. And thereby, according to the Apostle Paul, earning our justification. So is it possible? Is it just possible that what Luke is telling us here is not the whole idea of going to God like he's some kind of a Santa Claus in the sky and expecting him to drop gifts down upon us whenever we ask him? But is it possible that Luke is indeed talking about the content of our prayers? And how when we pray this content, we are never to lose heart because God answers quickly. And what is that content, Luke tells us? Our justification. This, Jesus says, is to be the grist for our prayer life. This is to be his children's subject matter, that for which they go to him time and time and time again and say, Lord, justify me. And that's what all this kingdom of God talk preceding this parable is all about. Because as we learn from other parables of Jesus, the kingdom of God is nothing other than Jesus himself working out our salvation. And now there aren't many of us, who continually go to God in prayer with one request. Grant me salvation. Our requests are wide-ranging, most often, from good health to financial success to you name it. But Jesus pictures God in this parable, the judge, as granting justification quickly to those who ask him for it. Could it be that what's in Luke's mind is the content of our prayers? That what God would have his children doing is sorting out their priorities and realizing that his gift of salvation is the most important thing of all? Is that possible? I believe it is. And I think that's why Jesus ends this particular parable with these almost ominous words. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find those who see what's really important and who beg him day and night to justify me, grant me my salvation? Will he find such faith on earth when he comes? May it be said of us, yes, he will. Amen.